My father came to Canada in 1900.
Okay.
From a province in the northern part of Romania called Bukovina, under the rule of Kaiser Franz Joseph of Austria. Mm-hmm. 4 years later, in 1904, Josephine Coeur, Elizabeth Ripski, mm-hmm. Ferdinand Ripski, and Charlie Coeur mm-hmm. came to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Josephine Coeur and Gottlieb Coeur were married at the same day as a double wedding with Ferdinand Ripski and Elizabeth Ripski.
Mm-hmm. In?
In Vancouver, yeah.
Okay.
My father worked for the Capilano Brewery for 7 years. And in 1910, he came to Aldergrove and purchased this piece of land.
Okay.
And a year later, Ferdinand Ripski and his wife came out and purchased the land kitty corner to ours.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived there on this property and farmed in a small way mm-hmm. for the rest of their lives.
Okay.
Josephine Coeur died in 1957.
Mm-hmm.
Ferdinand Ripski passed away in 1962. Elizabeth Ripski passed away in 1965. Charlie Coeur passed away in 1966, and Josephine Coeur passed away in 1957.
Okay. Farming, what did the Coeurs do farming-wise?
Well, they just kept a couple of cows and just something and grow a garden just enough so we could survive.
Okay.
Yeah. And my father worked out when he could find some work. He worked out like working in this logging business and
mm-hmm. Great. Okay, I got that on tape and I'll get it a little better. Now if you have anything else you want to remember right now? This is a, okay. What we would like to hear otherwise are stories, reminiscence of unusual stories. Your first day at school, how things were, or some interest story. So if you want to, at some point.
I was in school.
You were about 5 years old when
yeah.
you started school?
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, I was born in 17, and that picture is taken in 22.
Uh-huh.
That's probably the first year that I went to school.
See? Yeah. So you were just a little guy. So someday you can think about your story and talk.
I got married in 41,
mm-hmm.
and I married Fred Johnson's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived, our first little home was on County Line Road, where you see that big sawdust pile. There's where our house was.
Uh-huh.
We built that in 1941, and then in 1958 we moved to Abbotsford.
Ah, uh-huh.
And we've been in Abbotsford ever since.
Uh-huh.
And I worked 40 years for Canadian Forest Products.
Okay.
before I retired.
Ah, I see.
And I lost my twin brother in Canadian Forest Products.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely farmed all the time.
This is Ripski.
Yeah, Ripski's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he was a definite.
They had four children.
Well, they had four children.
They had four children, yeah. They had, the oldest one was Josephine Ripski. She was, her married name was Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one was Walter Ripski,
okay.
Son.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one was Rose Ripski.
Who did Walter marry?
Walter, he married a woman from down the Otter Road. What, just a minute, I'll think of her name. Oh, gosh, I can't think of her name right. Can't think of her name right now.
Okay, it'll come to you.
Yeah,
it'll come after
a while, yeah.
And Josephine and Walter?
Walter, and then it was Rose Ripski.
Uh-huh, and she married?
Rose, I don't know who she married.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the last one?
And
then?
She's dead. And the last one was Edith Ripski.
Okay.
And her maiden name was...
Her married name was...
You don't see much of them in your... Dayton. Dayton was her name. She married a fellow from Powell River, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Walter's still alive?
Walter is still alive, and as far as I know, Josephine is alive. I haven't heard nothing different from them. And then they're in their late 80s, both of them. They live in Vancouver, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good that
and
gives us a...
Ripski, Ferdinand Ripski's mother, mm-hmm. is buried here in Aberdeen.
Okay, so she came over.
She brought them, her son, Ferdinand Ripski, and she brought my mother and Charlie and Elizabeth Ripski. She brought them all over together.
Is that?
They were all part of the family, see? They all lived in that same village in Romania, see?
And she brought
the
same.
To tell you the whole story, the way it happened, my father was only 21 years old, see? And Kaiser Franz Joseph called him up to the army.
Ah, yes.
And he passed him A1 to go
mm-hmm.
into the army, see?
Mm-hmm.
And my father didn't want to go to the army. So, his mother, his father was dead, but his mother and this Ripski's mother, they got together. They were sisters.
Uh-huh.
And they got together and they brought my father to Canada in 1900. And he skipped the army, see?
Uh-huh.
They wanted to send him to the Boer War in Africa.
Ah.
And he didn't want to go. They brought him up, and 4 years later, his aunt, see, gathered up these and brought them to Canada, see? Because over there, the advertisements that there's gold in every hill in Canada,
yeah.
And so naturally they come. But uh-huh. when they come here, then there was no such a thing as going back.
Yeah, right.
So that's the way it worked, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it don't have to be advertised like that, but that's the way it went.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, well.
Really what happened,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, tell me that again, okay?
Yeah, this property was owned by someone in Victoria.
Uh-huh. That's the southeast
It
of
was all
25.
Subdivided in 10-acre lots.
Oh, okay.
And my brother and I bought 30 acres of it.
Uh-huh.
30 acres of it, and that's where we lived. My twin brother's house is still standing there. It's a horse ranch.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a horse ranch. And mine was this side where that big sawdust pile is, where they haul the chips to Billingham.
Mm-hmm.
There's where my house is bulldozed down now.
Uh-huh.
And that I had 10 acres there.
I see.
My brother had 10 acres there, and then 20 more behind here,
mm-hmm.
and over in here was my uncle's property.
Oh,
he took 10 acres too.
At the northern
corner. Yeah, 10
corner
acres. Yeah, yeah. He took 10 acres, and then was Laura Rossiter down in here.
Mm.
Laura Rossiter's property was in there. She had 80 acres in there.
Oh, I see. Yes,
yeah?
Right in here.
Yeah, that was Laura Roster's property.
Oh, so you could name all of those little squares.
All of them. I know them all, yeah.
Well, just a minute. We're going to fix that.
Number, what is that? Number 12?
That's 13 and 12. Oh, I see. No, I don't see. 10, 11, 12, 13.
It's not very clear. This is 13 here.
13.
And that was where Vanetta lived,
That's where Bill Vanetta lived.
Bill Vanetta.
And then
this number 1 here. This is 12 here. So number 1.
This one up behind Vanetta's here, that was another piece of property here that Sheldrick, a fellow by the name of Sheldrick owned that. He bought that, yeah. That was behind my property.
Okay, and then you own this number 12.
I owned here, and my brother owned 10 here, and then three tens, or two more tens back further.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about this road in here?
And there's a road going in there today. It just goes into as far as to where my uncle's property was. My uncle had 10, 20 acres here.
Oh, so number 4 would have been where Repsky then, eh?
No, not Repsky.
Oh, not
Coor. That's Charlie Coor.
Oh, Charlie Coor lived
Charlie
there.
Charlie Coor lived there, yeah.
And this was Sam Coor
down here. Yeah. And then there's Fred Coor.
Up here.
Fred Coor, yeah.
Was there another piece in here, or is that all?
No, there's nothing. There was 10 acre blocks.
And this would all be one block.
Yeah.
Here.
No, so there'd be 10 acres for me, and 10 acres for my brother, and then 10 acres for my uncle.
And your brother's name was again?
Fred.
Fred Coor. And then over on this side would have been Charlie Coor again?
No.
Fred,
where Fred Coor is, he had 3 blocks in a row. See, across there, he had 10 acres across this road.
Okay.
See?
Yeah. And over here?
Over here was Charlie Coor. He had two blocks there, yeah.
Okay. And this one over here, back of you, do you remember who that was?
Back of me, there was Sheldrick.
Sheldrick on number 11.
Yeah.
Okay, and...
Yeah, that road goes in right alongside his property, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And number 1 was?
Yeah, and this one here, here, now is my sister-in-law's got that. That'd be Elisa Coor.
Oh, yeah.
See, that would be, she owns that property here, yeah.
Okay. And who, do you know who owned the bottom here, number 10?
The bottom, well, that would be further on from that road. Yeah, Macaulay. See, and he owned here, and my brother bought this 10 acres from Macaulay.
I see.
You see?
Okay.
And then the other one going up this way, then it's to where Miller Road is here.
Yeah.
Miller Road goes up this way.
That's right.
Yeah, and on that corner here, Carl Ross owned that.
Okay.
Carl Ross.
And then this one?
And Carl Ross and... No, Fred Coor. He had 3 blocks. No, that would be Carl Ross come right behind him.
Oh, up in here?
Yeah, up in
Did
here,
Did he have
yeah.
more than one
maybe,
block?
Maybe he had 2 lots there for all I know, yeah. Carl Ross, yeah.
There's a block there.
And this back in here belonged, I think, to the Swanson property, yeah.
Well, this is Swanson's over here.
Yeah, Swanson's here.
Do you think they brought a piece of this yet?
No, they didn't have, this must have belonged to the property that the fella in Victoria owned.
Mm.
Was subdivided to 10 acre blocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the Swanson property here.
Yeah.
And then that's the Coghlan Road.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh yeah, here's Mrs. Rossiter. Here's 80 acres here.
Rossiter, yeah.
And then across the track. See, this is where Rary's mill was, right in here.
Whose mill was?
Rary.
Rary.
There's a big lumber mill in here. Yeah.
Oh, see? Here we are. Yeah. Otter Shingle Company?
Yeah. No, not Otter. Otter Shingle Company was a little further. Claude Otter, and that was Craig and Taylor.
So it was on
this
side.
There was two mills in here. It was, yeah.
This was Craig and Taylor?
Yeah, Craig and Taylor, yeah. Datwheeler's farm, see?
And this down here then was on this side?
The mill, Rary's mill was right in here.
On this side?
Yeah, this
on
is
the
Great
side?
Northern Track.
Yeah.
No, it was on the north side of the track.
Okay.
The mill, but they logged timber from both ways there.
How do you spell that? Rary's?
No,
did you say Rary's?
Rary, but I was wondering myself how to spell it. It was Anthony Rary and Gordon Rary, two brothers.
Okay.
They have that mill area. A.G. Vanetta, who's this? Well, that's Alec Vanetta, yeah. And this is William Vanetta here. See, this Vanetta, this Henry Vanetta,
mm-hmm.
When he died,
mm-hmm.
See, Bill Vanetta farmed that land.
Yes.
But then finally it had to be subdivided and split up for the to settle the estate.
Oh.
So Will got a Bill Vanetta got a piece of land down here.
Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh.
He got a portion here, and this was sold to Al Hayes.
Oh.
See?
Was sold Hayes to got Al the South Hat?
South Hat. Yeah. And then Alec Vanetta got a piece of this property too. So he gave it to his boy.
Oh.
Yeah, Alec G. Vanetta.
Mm-hmm.
I need another phone call again. Here.
Yeah, Alec.
And the Great Northern Railroad track went right across the corner of it here, like
right.
that.
Right. Yeah.
And his house was up in here, see?
Mm-hmm.
His house was up in there, but that all belongs to the Navy Station now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that all belongs to the Navy Station.
That's that low part,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
And
that big low part here, yeah, and the railroad track is kind of bulldozed down now.
Right.
Can't
well,
see
there's
much
a little ridge across the corner
yeah,
of this.
Yeah,
is that right? Of
yeah,
the
little
the
ridge.
Vanetta?
Yeah.
That was on the Vanetta property yet, where that ridge is.
Where that ridge is, that was the Great Northern Track. The ridge.
Oh, because
it was built up there about 40 feet high.
Oh,
it was all
I'm
filled.
Misreading this. So then Duncan Shortreed was further.
Duncan
down
Shortreed
there.
Was below Alec Vanetta's. He had 160 acres below Alec Vanetta's.
Further up the road, yeah.
That's further north.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm still not looking at it right then
yeah.
when I drive. Okay, that's quite a ways up the road then.
Yeah, there would be it would be a mile down.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I always thought they were right on.
No.
On the railroad.
See, they're all 160 acre blocks.
Yes.
See, like there,
mm-hmm.
there was Henry, the old man Vanetta's,
mm-hmm.
and then. Alec Vanetta's, that would make two quarters,
mm-hmm.
and then Shortreed would make the third quarter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay, and this down here, okay, you don't know who your folks bought this land from. This actually, on the old homestead map that you see, is all Finley Shortreed.
Finley Shortreed.
Including that. See, he got that 160 acres, I guess.
Well, he must have had that 160 acres that come to that road that goes
yep.
here and south. South where Engman's lived and
mm-hmm.
and where all that subdivision is
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And goes right forth through to Ted Elliott's place,
yeah,
see?
But he must have owned yours too, eh?
Well, our piece of property must have come off of his.
Yeah, it shows
it must
right
have
there,
come off of his, but...
Yeah.
But my parents didn't buy it from Shortreed. They bought it from somebody else. It was another name.
When did they buy that?
Huh?
When did they buy that land?
Well, they bought it in about 1910.
So, I don't know what... He died when he was 21. So, he may not...
I'll tell you the story. It was Sidney Shortreed, wasn't it?
No, it was Finley.
Finley.
Yeah.
Well, then I got the name right. But they were falling a tree right where that... pub sits. Where that pub sits, in
yeah.
that draw, they were falling a cedar tree and a limb came down and killed him.
No, that was up at Rock Creek. that the limb killed him. It wasn't,
at
that
Rock
wasn't
Creek?
In here.
Well,
yeah.
That is the story that this Mrs. Vanetta, you know, Henry Vanetta's
uh-huh.
wife,
uh-huh.
she was a Murchison.
Yeah.
And she that told that story to my mother, and I
yeah.
remember it, yeah.
Well,
that he was killed right there.
Mm-hmm.
But she might have had a twist of her own.
Yeah.
Keeper in the Hastings Sawmill in Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah.
Until he retired, then he lived here on Jackman Road.
But he was quite, see, Jim was quite a bit younger than Fenley.
He was, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was the youngest
boy. I can remember,
too,
he was a very old man, yeah.
Yeah, he was the youngest boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was right there when it happened, too. He saw it,
yeah.
him and John both, Jack, they called him, so.
Yeah, well, I was right the same way. When I lost my twin brother, I was right there, too.
Oh, boy.
He was right there, and it happened, yeah. He lived for 3 years before he died. He was in the hospital for over 3 years, and that he couldn't see. They fed him through his nose, osterized his food, till his kidneys played out. It took 3 years before he died.
Oh, okay.
And that it pretty near killed me, too.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And he got hit here, and he had brainstem damage, see?
With a tree,
he fell a tree, and a piece come back and then hit him right here on the head side of the head, see, and shifted his skull over.
That's something.
Yeah, well, that's life, you know. Those days you choose the job
yep.
where you could make some money, and you had to take the consequences that goes with it.
That's
yeah?
right.
Yeah. I put 40 years in there and come out alive.
Yeah, you were the lucky one.
Yeah, I was lucky. Killed, that I know of. Nestor Engman was another father killed. And Gus Staff, he lived right across the road. He was killed in the same place where I was. My brother was killed. That's three.
Gee, must have been
three
there,
from
yeah.
right in that area. Yeah.
yeah. Where'd the Staffs live?
The Staffs? Charlie Staff just died the other day. We just
yeah.
buried him the other day.
That's right.
He lived just before you get to Ross Road.
Oh, down there. Okay.
Yeah, he lived on the highway, on the old Fraser Way, on that side, a high house on the hill.
Oh.
And Gus Staff lived on our property. He bought a piece of property off my dad, and he built
oh.
a house there.
For goodness sake.
Yeah.
So you were quite
sure.
connected with the Staffs in Lamar.
Well, the Staffs, I worked, and then he worked in the same place as I did, you know. And then his wife left him, and then we had two of his kids. And we raised two of his kids for 2.5 years.
Oh.
Until they... The girl came back to see her. She's 46 years old. The first time I seen her,
oh.
since and I carried her when she was 13 months old.
Carried.
Yeah.
Feels good, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, any of the this property that I can enlighten you, I can tell you, you know, just about.
Would you like to take this home and work on it? Would
well,
you like to take this home and look at it some more and think it over?
Well, I can't think any more than what I've told you.
Oh, okay.
I've told you everything that I know. I know the properties, who they owned them. But when you come this way,
mm-hmm.
toward Aldergrove, I don't know too much. And you go Jackman North,
mm-hmm.
then it was all court. Then there was the... You should get some history on the Bruskies. See if you can get some history on the Bruskies. Because they're old-timers in here, and they were... they were north across from the Goldsmiths. The Goldsmiths and the Bruskies. You should try and get somebody that can get some information on them.
Okay. Think about it. Who is around on the Bruskies?
There's nobody around. There was only two kids left. The old man is dead years and years ago when I was a kid.
Oh.
And there was only two. And they're probably dead now because they would be 80 or 90 years old now. But Sadie Brusky and... George Brusky. Yeah. And there's nobody, maybe Alice Goldsmith is alive yet.
Yeah, she is. I'm going to see
if
her.
She is, mm-hmm. if you see Alice Goldsmith, she lived right across the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, her brother Kay is on that picture, and he's killed in the truck
yeah.
accident. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's in Vancouver.
So Alice West. Goldsmith could give you some information on that.
I'm trying to remember to ask.
On the Bruskies,
yeah.
Because okay. they're real old-timers here.
Okay, I'll see what I can find there.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, Carl Ross
yeah.
started you in the woods?
He started me in the woods, yeah.
Hmm. When was that?
That was in 1944, I guess. Yeah.
And you took and you went into the woods.
And I went to the woods and worked together with him.
In what woods?
In Canadian Forest Products, yeah.
At where?
At Harrison Mills.
Oh, okay. And what did you do before that?
Me?
Uh-huh.
I was on the farm with my dad, yeah.
Oh.
Beetle, barber, bark, one thing, another, anything to get a living, yeah. Get something to eat, yeah.
So you sold out. When did you sell out your farm?
To who?
When did you sell out your farm?
My farm, I sold that in 1957. Oh, no, my father sold his farm. My father sold 10 acres off the top end by Speedy's.
Yeah.
10 acres off there to a Scotchman that come from China. He married to a Chinese woman by the name of Woods.
Oh, yeah.
And they started a chicken farm there. And my father kept the bottom 14 acres and built a house there. And then he eventually bought 5 acres back from him.
Huh.
See? Bought 5 acres back from him.
Uh-huh.
And then he sold in 1948. He sold out, then they retired. And they were too old to work. And we built him a house in Westminster. And they lived in Westminster. Mother died in Westminster, and he was the 13th patient in the Minna home.
Oh.
And he was 3 years in the Minna home before he died. Yeah.
But your grandma's buried at Aberdeen.
Who?
Your grandma? Or
No, Ripsky's mother.
Ripsky's mother.
Ripsky's mother,
okay.
Mrs. Devish.
Okay.
Yeah, she got a big high cement stone like that. You can't miss it. Just inside the gate.
Mrs. Devish.
Devish. Yeah.
Okay. And how would you spell that name?
D E I V I
S H?
S H or something like that, yeah.
Okay. Well, what about your grandma then? Didn't she come with your dad?
Grandmother?
Yeah.
I have no grandmother in this country.
She stayed in the old country.
No, I have no. My father's mother died young.
Oh.
His father died at 45 years old. And when they, 1904, when they come over here, she stayed there and she died a few years later.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She died in Bukovina.
I see. So.
So I have no grandmothers in Canada.
So that Mrs. Devish was...
She was an aunt to my father.
I see.
She was my grandmother's sister.
I see. And she was a Repsky's...
And she was Repsky's mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But her name was Devish. How did that happen?
She was married 3 times.
I see. Okay.
See?
Okay.
She was married for 3 times, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The last husband she had was Devish.
I see.
Yeah.
And he died and she come over after all that.
And she came over after that, yeah. She brought my mother and Charlie Coor, was 13 years old. My mother was 18. And her son, Ferdinand Ripsky, he was about 18 or 22.
Hmm.
And they came to Canada, see. My father was already here.
She must have been an old lady when she came.
I can remember her always as old, yeah, as an old woman, you know.
And she stayed with the Repskys.
She stayed with the Repskys. No, she had a little house of her own, a little bit further south, just where you break over the hill when you go down County Line toward the customs.
Mm-hmm.
Just when you break on the west side, there's a little old house that's standing today yet.
Oh.
And Henry Dams used to live in it.
Oh.
Henry Dams lived in it.
And the Repskys built that for her, did they?
I don't know whether she bought it. I couldn't tell you that. See, whether she bought it or. Whether the house was built there or what it was.
Huh. Goodness sakes.
Yeah.
That's something too. There wouldn't be a picture of her around somewhere.
God, maybe Gilda got one.
Maybe.
I keep some pictures there.
Did you?
I'll have to see Gilda sometime and look at those pictures and I can. There would be a picture of her. Yeah.
She should be included. She's one of the oldest pioneers that came around here too, you know. 1904, you say?
1904, when they come. But she'd made 2 or 3 trips to Canada already before. But they came to Lethbridge.
Oh.
Not to Lethbridge, to a little town close to the Alberta border there. You know where Fernie? I'll tell you another thing about my father.
Yeah?
My father, in 1902 or 3, worked in a coal mine at... Frank. The Frank slide? You know where the Frank slide was?
Yeah.
Now, he worked in there. He was looking after the gauge, taking the men down back and forth to work. See, down in the mine?
Yeah.
And he got into an argument with the owner, and he said he wanted a new rope on the gauge. And he says, no, he says, that's good enough, you use it. And my father got mad and quit. He took the train at 6 o'clock at night. And when he got back into Lethbridge, the mountain was down. Covered the whole town. Gone. I got a little rock at home with a Frank slide on. Yeah.
Just and out in time.
That's how close he was to staying there, see? And all that was left was a little girl. They found her on the rocks. Mm-hmm. She's in Victoria today.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he was in that, yeah?
Just before.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good story. That's a human interest story.
Yeah, that's an interesting story. Yeah. I just happened to think of that now.
That's worth it.
You see, then when you asked me about her, but that's where she used to come. They had a store there, see? And they used to feed the miners and one thing or another. And she made two or three trips there. That's where she married Devish, the last one, the last name she had. But in Germany, or in Romania, her name was, let me think. Funny how things leave your mind, and I knew it a minute ago.
Well, the best thing you can do...
Mojolak was her first name. Yeah. How you spell it, I don't know. But that was her name. Yeah, see? But they took the name Ripsky, and she was married to a Ripsky.
After Mojolak?
Yeah. I couldn't tell you which one was
maybe
first.
Maybe that was her maiden name.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you which one. No, her maiden name would have to be Novak. Was her maiden name. My mother's... No, that was my mother's maiden name, Novak. Her name... I couldn't tell you that name. Kyle. K-Y-L-E. Yeah. Kyle. Yeah, and she had a brother in Edmonton.
Yeah.
A brother in Edmonton. He's dead in Zion in Edmonton, yeah.
For goodness sake.
And that's why she come out, because they homestead and come out here, you see. In the early hundreds, and her brother bought a homestead in Alberta. In Zion, Alberta.
In Zion.
Yeah. Yeah. And later on, Charlie Coor,
mm-hmm.
See, that was his uncle. He went back and he took over that farm that he had in Zion, Alberta. And he died in Elkhamdale. Just 6 months before my twin brother died.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stories.
Oh, you got a lot of stories. I could talk for hours. And I should go home and put in your. And that is Audrey Fatkin.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah,
Audrey Fatkin. She's very good. I have a family picture of her too. And but she would remember everything from that end.
Yeah.
See, we were at the Pine Grove get-together here
were
this
you?
Summer. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So did you? You didn't see us? We were there.
Oh, well, I was there, but maybe I didn't know you then. So.
Yeah, we were there talking it up too. But
there's quite a few of them. You know, Henry Herling.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with him. You know, 40 years ago. I got pictures of him when we worked together. Him and my brother and I worked together. Three of us worked together.
And where did Henry live?
Henry is in Enderby now. And Henry is about a year older than I am.
And he lived in this area too, did he?
He lived at Mount Lehman.
At Mount Lehman,
yeah.
Okay.
On the corner of Mount Lehman where Fry's store is. You know where Fry's store is? It's still standing today yet, Fry's store. He married Jenny Fry.
Which is Fry's store in Mount Lehman?
When you go to the corner where the signal is,
yeah.
On your going this way, it's on your right-hand side. A little store standing there. That is the old store from history back, in Fry's store. There was a grocery store there.
So it's
and
on
there's
the
only
east
one
side.
More store in this whole district that is old original, and that's Barry's store on the corner of Livingston Road.
Yeah.
There's so only the two buildings.
So this is on the east side of Mount Lehman Road?
It is No, not on the east side. It's on the west side.
It's on the west.
Yeah. They're always selling fruit there in the summertime, you know, by the corner.
Yeah.
Well, that's the building. That was Fry's store.
Southwest corner.
Yeah.
Southwest corner of Mount
Southwest Lehman. Corner, yeah.
Are we talking the railroad track?
No.
Oh.
We're talking Fraser Way.
Okay, Fraser Way. Okay,
yeah.
Now I know. All right, you're right. Yeah, now mm-hmm. I know.
And then there was the little, you know where the little Pine Grove Hall was
mm-hmm.
that's burnt down?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, I know where.
Thousands of times I went to a dance there. My wife used to live on Ross Road. She's the Johnsons. They came in 1931. They came to Ross Road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and
so
that Yurtis and I got married there in 1941. And
what are the Johnsons doing with their story? Are they writing?
Oh, I don't know.
You get Mary. After them Johnsons.
You get nothing. See, one of the youngest brothers got a stroke. He's finished.
Oh.
He's in the hospital. The other brother had a big ranch up at Williams Lake, and he's retired and living in Williams Lake. So
yeah.
It's pretty hard. They had a big family. Pretty hard to get them to do anything.
Is it?
But then he's married to a Roskovich that lived north on Mount Lehman Road someplace to a girl, so might get something out of her.
Roskovich,
yeah.
Is she still there?
Yeah, she's sure. They're living in Williams Lake, yeah. And
can you get their address?
Their address?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure, at Williams Lake. You just phone Mary, you get the address from her.
Oh.
Mary, the phone number, or anything you get from her.
Johnson,
S-O-N. Johnson, J-O-N-S-O-N, yeah. They came in 1931, they came to Ross Road, yeah. And I owned that property where the Legion sits.
Did you?
And I sold it to the Legion.
Oh,
yeah.
You sold it then.
I sold it, yeah.
When did you sell it?
Oh, I sold that years and years ago. 35 years ago, I guess, or more.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh. So it was your father's and he willed it?
It was on my father's part, but I bought that piece of land. There was an acre and six, but my father subdivided it.
Oh, I see.
And I bought that from my father, and I was going to have it there. I was going to build a house there, and I changed my mind.
I see.
And I sold it to the Legion.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.